Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schuss for Yaakov and Sarah Esther, Leziva Gagam Bukarov, Chana Reza Basmir Rivka, Lele Dekali El Bari Vishalem, Ramach Evar Vishasagida, Ruchas Yamim, Vishanim Tovos. Starting Parshas Vayikra, Sefer Teres Kohanim, which is the beginning of Chodesh Nisan, that's Tokev Chasidus Betchilosa, the beginning of the birth of Klal Yisrael, the excitement of the beginning. Parshas Vayikra, as Yavo Torah, Vyasku B'Taras and Shal Yisrael. And we're going to be giving over some Torah that was said at Shal Shudis, Vayikra Tav Shin Ayin, which was also by Mori V'Rabbi, the Talmud Rebbe Shlita, which is also the Yom the Lula Kadisha of the Heiliger Abder Rav, the Oiv Yisrael. It says in the name of the Abder Rav and Yaakov Oiv Yisrael, and the Kutum Chadashim, Parshas Zos HaBrocha, and the Pasuk in this week's Parsha. O nefesh kisi shava levati b'sfasayim lahara lehetiv, person who swears for good or for bad. So says the Abder Rav, chachamim heim lahara ulehetiv lo yado. They're wise to do evil and to do good. They don't know. The pasuk in Yirmiyah dalet chav beis. So what's the connection between the shvur that a person takes for good or for evil? And we connect the pasuk in Yirmiyah that a person, that their chachamim do evil and they don't know how to do good. He says in the Gemara in Shavuos, and daf chaf hayamar aleph, lahara lehetiv, ochal lehetiv. If a person swears that he's going to eat, that's to do good. Lo ochal, I won't eat, that's lahara. That's to do not good to himself. And that's what the Navi means, chachamim hema lahara. In other words, they want to be kona shlemus with the mid of lahara. In other words, that they're not going to eat. Like the Gemara says, lahara is not to eat. Through tanios, through sigufim, through fasting, through afflicting themselves, they want to be kona shleimus. Ulehetiv lo yadao. And they don't know how to do good. In other words, to eat, and through eating, because the Gemara says that I'm going to swear for good is to eat. So when it says in the pasuk in Yirmiyah, ulehetiv lo yadao, they don't know how to do good, that means that they don't know how to do good, they don't know how to get close to Hashem through the good, through the eating. They don't know how to get shlemus through eating. They only know how to get shlemus through wrath, through afflicting themselves. So we see from the Dvar of HaKadoshim of the Abder Rav that through eating you can reach shlemus, you can reach lahetiv, which is the highest level of ruchnius, dika good. Torah calls it good. And the lo'ochal, the tanios, the sigufim, that's called b'lashon haTorah lahara, because that through afflicting your body you can get to the lowest levels of ra. And we find in the Heiliger Sefer of Yisrael, the Abder Rav and Parshas Yisrael, a hashlama to this vort. He writes there, "Inei be'emes yeshnei anasim shemaseim shavim," like it says in the Gemara, "Shnayim shachlu pesach echad zechul l'shem pesach, v'zechul l'shem achila gasa." You have two people who ate one pesach. One ate it for the sake of the pesach, and the other one ate it just for achila gasa, to eat. He just wanted to pig out, as they say. Al zeh ne'emar tzadikim yelchu bam. About the person who eats l'shem Pesach, it says tzadikim will go on that path. That's the Gemara Nazir Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. The al zeh ne'emar, and the other one who eats for achila gasa, it says uposhim yikashlu bam, that the sinners will stumble in them. Im kein ha'maisa shel shneim shavim kum achilas Pesach shezelchel v'zelchel. So it's the same maisa they're both eating. Achanafkusa beinayim, but the difference between them is that the kavana shebaleiv is their intention in their hearts. V'atam asher yafsik v'yafri ben achilaso shel zeh l'achilaso shel zeh shezeh yesh lo tam b'kavan acheres mi'asheni v'zeh notein tam l'fgam chas v'shalom v'zeh notein tam l'shevach l'shem shamayim v'lo ha'maisi yeikar ala kol erachachar kavanas halei v'havein. So this person has the right kavan and this person has the wrong kavan. This person is notein tam l'fgam, he has one reason he's doing it, which is l'fgam, that blemishes the act. And the other one has a tam l'shevach, he has a good reason. And it's the ikur is not the maisa that they're doing, they're both doing the same maisa. The ikur is their kavanas halev. And therefore the one who's doing l'shem shamayim, he is fulfilling the will of Hashem. And the one who's not doing l'shem shamayim, he's only eating for his own, to fill his belly and enjoy more and more. He's not eating l'shem shamayim. And that's the nosein tam l'fgam. So it emerges from the words of the Abder Rav that mitev abriya, really the way it's supposed to be is is that eating is lahetiv, and all the taniyos and segufim, all the fasting and afflictions are lahara. However, if the person has the wrong kavanas when he's eating, he can destroy the lahetiv, and he can turn it chas v'shalom into lahara and go into the deepest pit, just like achilas pesach, which is a mitzvah. So even such a achilas mitzvah, a person can still have the wrong machshava and turn it into mebchinas lahetiv into bechinas lahara. And the Baal Hilula Kaddish, the Halakha after Rav, he came to be Motzi Milibam Shaleilu Hatovim, those who are making a big mistake, who think that fasting is the way to go, that brings you down to the worst places, in fact, that we're not supposed to do that. That's not the derech of the Baal Shem Tov and those who follow him. The derech in serving Hashem is to eat, drink, and be merry, but it will do everything L'Shem Shamayim. But this Achila B'Pchinas Lahetiv requires a lot of work. It requires Yigia Rabbah, because a person who's Megushim, it's hard for him to be Mekadesh, his Achila, and his Maisim Akashmim, like it says in Ksubas Kuf Dalet, Achad Mispal Shikanis Tol Soch Kufi Spal Shle Kansu Madanim Toch Kufa. Before he daven the Torah should enter, daven that the Madanim shouldn't enter. And in Tanit Belio, there's a Lashon, Shle Kansu Achila Vishtir Yisera L'Sech Meyov. Don't eat and drink too much. And the Derech Havod is to be Mekadesh, your Maisim Kashmim. That's the Pasha de Darga, is that when you're going to eat, to be Mekadesh your Machshava, and think that with this eating you're here to be Mechazik yourself, Lavodas Yisbarach. And with this Kavana Pshuta, you're Mekadesh your Achila, that your Achila should be L'Shem Shemayim. And the Haile Gamorei Naim in Parashas Matos says Arichus Dvarim about Achila on one hand and Segufim on the other, and Dibor Maschal Vayidaber. Look there, the whole piece. But there he writes, Af Shein Lodas Shalem Lezeb Shlem is Gahagamor Mikom Makamos Pulamize Gamamar Bal Shem Tov Nishmasabaganed Minuchaso Kefilagoy Shacham and Michael Shemalubash Bonitz Kakadosh Ubakoch Achila Hiyasa Sheris Lisrael Nasa Liabitzad Malanitzahu Af Shein Okokach Kamob Israel Shachlo. So just have a Pashit Kavon. It might not be the biggest Shlemus, but try to have good kavanas when you eat. And even if afterwards you do a maisa, good maisa with mikoach, the eating, that elevates the spark in the food. Because even when a guy who eats and then afterwards serves a Jew, there's an aliyah to the nitzotz that was in the food, to the holy spark that was in the food that he ate. Bo re'arecham advar magim ki be'emes mishen lo das b'zeh halo gam tarasa v'tfilas v'shel zeh hen gam ken kach she'enenu b'shleimus gamor. So see how far it goes. Kibemes, somebody who doesn't have das in this, his Torah and his tefillah are also not bishleimus, that he doesn't have to always the proper kavana, but still he learns and he davens. It's still called Torah and tefillah, the fierich daito, everybody according to their own madrega. It's called avoda. So to achil and shtiach rechi is also an avoda. And even though al pi pashit he makes a bracha, umemela bori baruchu alama cholim hu gam ken avoda rak shetzorech leilich madrega madrega kamo shetzorech leilich betfila madrega madrega leilich b'sechel yoser mizman lizman. So it's true that on the most simple basic level we're making brachas, but we have to constantly elevate it more and more and go higher and higher in our kavanas. When we're eating and when we're drinking, when we're involved in physical actions, they should be more and more L'Shem Shamayim, and more to help us fulfill the will of Hashem in this world. Look there for more of His sweet and delicious words. And when a person accustoms himself to thinking before every Dabar Gashmi that he does, that he's doing this L'Shem Shamayim, and to have the proper thoughts, he can go Maila Maila Midarga Ladarga, until all of your Maisim Agashmim get to the Madrega of Lehetiv. And that's Ahachana Ruya L'Chaga Pesach Abaleinu L'Tova, that we have so many Mitzvahs Achil Achilos Mas Achilos Marer Shulchan Arecha Mitzvah L'Achol Asanik B'Yomtiv. So if we do all of these mitzvahs with the proper Kavana, we can reach the highest levels of Avodas Hashem. When we eat, that we should be Zochem Mir Tashem this Pesach, to eat from the Karban Pesach. Amen, Kenyi Ratzah. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.